is some kind of braiding of hair. So godeles, which is braiding of hair, kocheles, which is makeup, and pokeses, which is some kind of combing of hair. Yishamayim achayva, why you chayv for these things? Amr of oven, amr of yosi, amr of chanina, godeles, the hair is mishum oreges. It's like weaving. You can weave two threads together, two strands of hair together. Everyone, please go on mute, everyone. It's very, very noisy. Yossi, you have to go on mute. Yossi, you have to go on mute.
I'm muted.
Kocheles is mishum kocheles. Kocheles. Because you were like putting.
You might have to call in.
You have to call out. Call in. It can't. You're breaking up.
I called in already.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, because it sounds so, like you put yourself in mute.
So kocheles, can you hear me now?
Not great.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Oh yeah, your cell phone might be cutting up.
Okay. Kocheles is mishum koseves, which is writing, and the one of the achronim asks, 1 minute. In order to be overwriting, you have to write two letters. So you don't write two letters and you put makeup on. So why you chayev? So he gives an unbelievable answer. He says, you know that the halacha is if you have a sefer Torah and there's one letter left and you write the one letter on Shabbos, you're chayev for writing. It's only one letter and the shir is two letters. Why you chayev? The answer is because you finished the book. The last letter of the book, you finished the book. Same thing with makeup. Woman puts on makeup, she didn't put two letters. But she finished herself. Now she looks good. So therefore she's chayev for writing. You hear that, Vart? And Poket
says... She's not writing at all, though. With the Sefer Torah, she's writing one. He's writing one letter. Now she's not writing...
That's right. That's right. It's the same idea. The same idea. But she's writing, and she's finishing herself. And therefore she's chayev.
What are you writing with
me? By the way, a ches is made of two zayins in the Torah, yeah?
Right.
It's two zayins with the roof. If you just make the roof, you're chayev for writing. Because you made a letter. We're going to get to that later. Okay. And Poket says, Mishum.
You have to be chayev for a kasiva. It doesn't have to be a tzura. It doesn't have to be a letter or something. It doesn't have to be a form.
No. What if you write a check mark?
We'll get to it.
But he's saying now this. So it's a check mark, no? It's a representation. What about an exclamation point? That's not writing?
That's a tzura. That's something. That's part of the...
So those are tzura. Women spend a lot of time making sure that their makeup looks good. The tzura also.
But the tzura is there already.
I understand. Now, pokeses mishum tove. Pokeses is because of tove is spinning, which is something in the weaving process. This is not how you sew. This is not writing. This is not spinning either. Or right. None of that. This is not what it is. El amra avo. L'zim efarshali minei drav yosi brabi chanina. Kocheles is mishum tovas. Coloring yourself, putting on makeup is because of tzoveya, it's dying. Godeles upokeses mishum bona. And anything with a hair, making braids or combing, all that, it's all bona. It's all building. B'chiderech b'nir b'kach? Is that true? In, yes, it's true. K'didarish b'shimah b'menasya. Like Rishim b'menasya says, v'yivin Hashem alokim et hatzela, and Hashem built up, what did he build up exactly? What did he build up? Tela means the side. He built up Chava. Malamed, we see from here, Shekil HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava, that Hashem made Chava braided, Ve'via Eitzel Adam, and he brought her to Adam. That means, when did he do this? When did Hashem do this?
When
did Hashem do this?
When he created Chava.
Right. In other words, the first time that Adam saw Chava, she was already all made up. Right? The Ben Yoyada says, Hashem did it on purpose. Adam should see a finished product, you know? Not all disheveled. No, no, no. Hashem made her look fantastic. So when Adam saw her, she looked fantastic. So Hashem made up a Chava. He built her up, so to speak, before Adam even saw her. So she looked perfect when Adam saw her. Right? If you want to get someone out of your house, I'll read you the second half of what he says. He said, if you want to get thrown out of your house, what? No, nothing. You see from here that binyan has to do with hair. That's all you see. Binyan has to do with hair. And then he says, the Ben Yehuda says that Remez lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is letting all the women know. Shechov al Isha, it's incumbent upon women, Lakashit Asma of Nebaila, to always make sure they look their best. You hear that? Okay. Next.
Anyway.
Well, yeah. Shekain, because Bikarke Hayam in the islands, Karin Likliyasa Binisa. They call braiding building. So I'm not sure what you need that, but it's another level of interpretation that building could even apply to the hair. Fine. Tanya, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Godelas Kochelas Upokeses, Le'atzma Petura. If you do it to yourself, you putter. You putter. Why you putter? Says Rashi on the top line, Sheni Yechalas Livnos Yafe. You can't do a good job on your own self. Some say it doesn't mean the makeup. It means the other two things. It means hair, braiding hair and combing hair. You can't do a good job yourself. Ein derech binyan ela isha l'chavarta shuriyah chashuva. You can only do it on someone else's hair. So if you do it to yourself, it's not normal, and you're putter. B'chein ha'yav shirim ben Elazar Omer, mishirim rabbi Elazar, isha lo savir sarak al paneha, you're not allowed to put makeup on, mipnei shetzovas, because taka, that's makeup, that's dying, and that's a problem. Okay, an entirely new topic now, a brand new topic. Tana Rabbanan, hacholev, if somebody milks a cow on Shabbos, so ha-machabetz. Machabetz is some kind of cheese-making process. And then or v'hamagabein. Magabein is making cheese. So there's two ways of making cheese. You're starting to make the cheese. How do you make cheese? You take milk. You put it in some kind of somewhere. You put it in something. You put some enzymes in. What?
It says you put coagulated milk into a wicker basket, so the whey, I guess,
right. That's right. And then it curdles, and then you have yourself some good cheese. Very good. So if you milk, or you do cheese making, or different kind of cheese making, kigogreres, the shiri is the size of a date. The hamachabed, if you sweep the house, the hamarabed, or you sprinkle water on the house. In the olden days, they used to have dirt floors, so you sprinkle water to settle the or dirt. Or you sweep to settle the dirt. If you do any of these things, or the harode chalos devash, or you take honey out of a honeycomb, shagag by mistake, b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, chayev chatos, you're chayev chatos. Okay. So we're gonna break all this down. First, Tosfos asks, if you take honey out of a honeycomb on Shabbos, why are you chayef? What'd you do wrong? What'd you do wrong?
Like
now, one second. Is it b'yontif? If you did it on yontif on purpose, lo ka'albayim, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. You're not allowed to do it on yontif. That's a big kasha. You're not allowed to do it on yontif? Isn't it preparing for food? We know that anything you do for food, you're allowed to do on Yontif. So why are you over on Yontif? Shabbos, what malacha is it? Not sure what malacha it is. What malacha is it?
One second. Do we say like if a chicken has an egg on Shabbos, are you allowed to use the egg on Shabbos?
It's muksa. That's muksa.
One exception that they made to make.
Which is why, if it lays on Yontif, you're allowed to. It's also muksa. It's a muksa issue. We'll get to that in Be'ah. Well, it's a muksa issue. It's not inherently a malacha. You're not a machayev achatas if you do it. Here it says, you have Malkus. What did you do wrong? Right? Says look at the third Tosfos. The harod dechalos devash. Tema lari. Am I loka biyantif? What do you get Malkus for? Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Eliezer. For a bonanami lo pligi, they don't even argue on that. Elami shundalo chashivi le malacha. They don't consider it a malacha. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer said, I'm sorry. One more line in the Gemara. V'chachamim omrim echadzeh v'echadzeh eino mishum shavus. It's all the Rabbanans. It's all the Rabbanans. Right? So it's all the Rabbanans. So even the Rabbanan only say it's also mid the Rabbanan. Right? Why can't you take honey out of a honeycomb on Shabbos? What's the Isser? On Yontif. What's the Isser? But Dan Perakamah de Megillah, Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos El O'Shal Nefesh Bilbad. The only difference between Shabbos and Yontif is O'Shal Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Machshiri O'Shal Nefesh. You can even prepare. Right? You can even prepare. V'kamar B'Gemara, my time at the Tanakama, Amar Kra, Hu Levado Yas Elohem, Hu. Only what you could do actually for Yontif. Below Machshirin, but not Machshirin. What's Machshirin? And the Gemara there says, we're talking about Machshirin you could have done before Yontif. In other words, I don't have any pots and pans. So on Yontif morning, I'll go fashion them. I'll go to the smelter, and I'll smelt down pots and pans. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you could do that on Yontif also. That's what this is a discussion. If you could have done it beforehand, if you not could have done it beforehand, but the actual cooking, that you could do on Yontif. Nobody says you can't do that. Nobody argues on that. They only argue on the machshirin, right? Nobody argues on the actual cooking. So why can't I go to the forest and go to the tree and take the honey out of the honeycomb? Why not? Right? If you're the ksiv hu, ksiv lochem, ka machshirin she'efter l'asosim erev yontif, ka machshirin she'efter, it's a whole distinction between if I could have done it before yontif, if I could not have done it before yontif, michlal, the ochel nefesh, shari of yudah, filib efter. If it's efshir, everyone holds you could cook. Rabbananami mashma d'lo pligi ela b'machshirin v'lo b'ochel nefesh. So what's wrong with devash on yontif? It's ochel nefesh. V'od, also, the hach b'raisek Rabbi Yehuda k'zifrishis, okay, v'od perakamah d'chulin aminun v'rabi olaz esavak Rabbi Yehuda v'adifa, fine. Then Tosfos says like this, I skipped two lines. V'leka l'meimar, don't tell me the answer is d'mayri b'rode l'tzarechol. Don't tell me we're talking about, yeah, you're out the afternoon, you have nothing to do, you're bored. So you know what? I'll go prepare for the week. It's Shavuot. It's the middle of a weekday. I got to go to work the next day. So I'll go out and prepare, and I'll go get the honey. So for the week, I have honey. That you're not allowed to do. Says Tosfos, don't tell me that's what we're talking about. They become Malcolm Tikshi Lamanda Isle Hoel. But one second. We have a concept called Hoel. What's Hoel? You're going to go on Yontif afternoon because you're bored and you're going to prepare for the week. And all of a sudden, guests show up, people show up, your friends of yours show up. And what are you going to do? You'll serve them the honey. Since that might happen, it's not an Aveira. V'makrilei archin perakelot ovrin. Right? So Tosfos gives two answers to this question. The question is, Why is it usher to take the honey down on Yontif? Why is it usher? Why? After all, it's ochel nefesh. And Tosfos is going to give two answers. One's a difficult answer. V'omeri, yeah. De'iklu muki b'rod esamach l'chashecha d'lo chazi ba'orchin. Yeah, you know when you took down the honey? 10 minutes before Yontif was over. Who's showing up for you 10 minutes before Yontif is over? Who's showing up? The answer is nobody. And therefore, it's usher. That's one answer. The other answer is a more fundamental answer. That was a situational answer. The other answer is a more fundamental answer. Why can't you take honey out of a honeycomb? What's the malacha? Don't tell me it's not Shabbos dik or Yontif dik. That might be true. That's not a malacha. What's the malacha? What are the 39 malachas that taking honey doing? What are you doing? The answer is, inami bidvash hidbish o aser bahana. I'm sorry, the second answer. Below chazi la'achila. Maybe the honey was asr bahana, so you couldn't eat it anyway. And therefore, it's asr bahana. You had no hana out of it. We didn't say which malach it is. Miyu, temulari, kivan demutter. Oh, one second. Given the, yeah.
So it was also banal for some other reason, not because it was.
What?
It was also banal for some other reason. Tangential.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. The Ramban and the Rajba give another answer. And they say that. Where did I read that? Okay, so those are two. Those are Tosa's two answers. We're going to see another answer. I'm not sure where that answer is. The Tosas is going to. Someone's going to say that it's kotzer. Kotzer, taking honey out of a honeycomb is the malacha of kotzer, and kotzer is not mutar on yantif. That's not one of the malachas you're allowed to do on yantif. I don't do kotzer. Not a harvest on yantif. Think about that. What could you do on yantif? You could cook, right? You can do other things, cooking preparations. You can't go out into the yard and pick apples off a tree on yantif. So this is the same thing as that. Okay? Now, Tosus is going to ask a fascinating question. Why can't you make cheese on yantif? One of the things we said was you're not allowed to make cheese. Why not? What's wrong with making cheese? What?
Bona?
Bona. Exactly. It's bona. Now, we have a rule. We have a rule. Now, can you make cheese on yantif?
I guess no. You just said...
No, I said you can't harvest on yantif. Can you make cheese on yantif?
I would think so. Why not?
Shabbos.
Why not? Why not? Shabbos, you can't. What about yantif? It's for food. For food. So, l'chora, yeah. So, Tosfos asked, we have a rule that anything you're allowed to do for ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do if it's not ochel nefesh.
10, 12.
Yeah, me too.
Anything you're allowed to do for ochel, anything you're allowed to do for ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do for not ochel. Can someone please go on mute? Anything you're allowed to do for ochel nefesh, you're allowed to do if it's not ochel nefesh. For example, you're allowed to cook, right? And you're allowed to carry to cook. So can you carry not to cook? The answer is yes. Right? It's called mitoch. Since I'm allowed to do it for ochel nefesh, I'm allowed to do it even if it's not ochel nefesh. Ask Tosfos, if I'm allowed to make cheese on yontif for ochel nefesh, then I should be allowed to build for not ochel nefesh. So I could build my house on yontif. Look at Tosos inside. It's the last skinny line of Tosos. Umihu, Tamalari, Kiva de Mutulagabin Beyantif, since you're allowed to make cheese on Yantif, Minatora, you're allowed to make cheese on Yantif, Afilu Be'efshar, even if you could have made it before Yantif, you're still allowed to. Afilu Yehe Mutamidrabanon, even if it's Mutamidrabanon, Ela Bidulo Efshar, and if it's not possible, I couldn't have done it beforehand, fine. Im Kane, Nafal Beisho Beyantif. If my house collapses on Yantif, I have nowhere to live. Yemutal live Nosa Beyantif. I should be able to build it on Yantif. Mitoch. Why? Mitoch Shehutar Binyan Letzorech de Megabin. Since I'm allowed to build to make cheese, Havi Mishum Bona, which is because of building. Kedab Mesach, like we're going to say in a minute. Hutar Na Mishum Letzorech. I should be able to build, even if it's not Letzorech of food, but I have nowhere to live.
You'll wind up with no malachas on yantif because almost everything.
Correct.
Also, the cheese is a tolder of boina. It's not the actual malacha making.
So what? Well, let me finish.
Every single avera into doing it is a hachana, and there'll be no averas, no malachas.
So Tosa says as long as you have somewhere, you need somewhere to live. V'yesh lomar, the asim midrabanan dav the uv the b'chol. You can't build a house on yantif. He doesn't give another reason. He agrees there should be no reason why you can't, except that's not yantif dik. It's uvdu d'chol. Nobody behaves that way on yantif. Ki heichid asrina techina rekida b'yantif. You can't go sifting and you can't go to the factory. You can't go to work on yantif. You can't do those things. And you can't build either. That's the only reason he gives. Mi'ikar adin, it should be mutter. Right? But, okay, it's not yantif dik. That's the best Tosa can come up with. It's not yantif dik, right? Interesting. Wow. Very interesting. Yeah.
Why can't you pick an apple from a tree? You're hungry. You want to eat an apple. I don't get that.
So it's not one of the malachos that are mutter for ochel nefesh. It's just not. Why not? We'll learn that in Be'ah. Why not? Who made up this rule? When do the malachos become mutter for yontif and when not? So kotzer is not one of the mutter malachos. By the way, can you plow on yontif? Of course not. Can you plant on yontif? No. Which malachos yes, which malachos not?
You see a difference. If you're hungry, no apples in your fridge, you want to go out and get an apple and you eat it. It's ochel nefesh. What's more than that?
What? So it's not one of the malachas that are mutter. Uh-huh. So by the way, if you're hungry on Yom Tov, can you go to the store and buy food? The answer is no. Why not?
Well, that's a shvus.
Not everything's
mutter. That's a shvus.
All the more so. I can cook, but I can't go to the store? Right? Think about that. So the answer is, not everything's mutter. We'll talk about it. That's not for now. I mean, it's in passing.
Menachem,
so,
Menachem,
yeah.
Don't we understand that you can only do on Yom Tov what you need for Yom Tov? So you can't make cheese on Yom Tov because you have to let it mature. So you're making it for after Yom Tov. So how can...
No. You started... No, what do you mean? I don't know how long it takes. But whatever it is, you're doing it on Yom Tov. You started it before Yom Tov, but you're finishing it up.
It takes months.
I don't know. You're asking me a detail. I don't know. It's got to be where you're making cheese on Yom Tov. I don't know exactly how you're going to do it. Maybe in those days it was different.
You make it in 5 minutes.
Maybe it was inferior cheese. I don't know.
Maybe cottage cheese or something like that, yeah.
Okay, back to the Gemara. Rav Nachman bar Gurya Iklul Naharda. He went to Naharda. Boimine. He said, Chol leiv mishamay mechayev. Why is chayev milk? What is that malacha of milking a cow? What's the malacha? Amalei bishum cholev, because he's milking a cow. Mechabet bishumai mechayev, which is some kind of cheese making. Amalei bishum mechabet. That's why. Megabein bishumai mechayev. What about megabein, which is cheese making? Amalehu bishum megabein. Wow, you're a fantastic Rebbe. Amalei rabach katol kani ba'ag mahave. You go pulled up reeds in the swamp. Meaning you didn't help me at all. Asa Shalom ben Midrasha, he went to the yeshiva. Amalei cholev chayev mishum mefarik. Cholev is mefarik. Mefarik is a tolda of dosh. Dosh means you remove the kernel from the wheat. So too, you remove the milk from the udder. The Rashi says, fine. Mechabet is chayev mishum borer. You're selecting the good from the bad, from the good, the good from the bad. And Megabain Chayev Mishum Bona. And Megabain your Chayev for Bona. Okay? Now, the issue of sweeping the floor. So the Gemara said that if you sweep a floor, your Chayev Achatas, because it's a malacha. What malacha is it? In the house, it's the malacha of Bona. Right? Because bona, you're building up the dirt, right? And the Chachamim said, no, it's only a derabanan. It's only us in a derabanan. What's that machlokas about? What are they arguing about? Right? It's called mashvegumos, making the floor nice and flat.
Level.
That's a problem. So what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? Tosfos said something so staggering. I don't understand this Tosfos. Look at the second Tosfos. Tema, dal karchach mairi, galohave psikresha. So when I sweep, do I automatically cause gumos to happen? The chachamim must hold, obviously not. Because otherwise it would be usher. So they hold no, right? No, obviously no. Di psikresha, hechishari. How could Rav Shimon's going to say it's mutter to sweep the floor? How can he say it's mutter? It's a psikresha. Psikresha means you do a permitted act. A permitted act is called sweeping. It's a permitted act. It's going to result in a forbidden act automatically. How can they say it's mutter? The given to law have a psikresha, but if it's not a psikresha, then am I mechayev Rabbi Eliezer chatas? Then why are you chayev a chatas for it, according to Rabbi Eliezer? Amar perakamal hamamuna, gabi tzorf hashashios b'dav v'sheinim ischavin mutalov Yehuda min haTorah. They used to put in the Kohen Gadol was cold on Yom Kippur night. They would heat up the water. They'd throw in hot iron to heat up the water. How could you do that? So the Gemara says min haTorah. Really, there's no such thing as a psik ratio. Only midrabanan. All complicated Gemara there. Anyway, don't have melachas machsheves. The Yesh Lomar. So Tosfos answers the Baha Pligi Rabbi Eliezer suffer to have a psik ratio. Rabbanan suffer lo have. Tosfos says they're arguing about whether it's a psik ratio. Now, how can you have a machlokas like that? How can they argue about whether something's bound to happen?
Right.
I don't understand that. How can they argue about that? Again, Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to sweep the floor. Why not? It's a psik ratio. The Chacham say no, you're allowed to. It's not a psik ratio. How can they argue about that? I don't know. I don't have time. I don't have time to look into this issue. It's a bomb issue. How can they argue about something? You can't argue about facts. Yeah. Right? You can only argue about opinions. You can't argue about facts. I don't understand. Okay, we got to move. Next, Hamachabed, Hamarabed, Vaharoda Chalos Devash B'Shogeg Chayev Chatos. Machabed again is sweeping, and Marabed is sprinkling water on the floor. Haroda Chalos Devash, taking honey B'Shogeg by mistake B'Shavet Chayev Chatos. Is it? If you did it on purpose, beyond the Vlok Arboyim, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for that? Dichsiv Bayitbol Oso B'Yaros Devash. That by Yonah's son stuck his hand into the honeycomb. Why do you call it a yarrow? Yarrow is a forest. V'chima inyan yarrow etzel dvash. Why are you calling it a forest? Elom alecha, ma yarrow tol shiyonu b'shavet chayev chatos. You go into the forest, you pull something out of the ground, you chayev chatos. Af chal dvash, harodu menu b'shavet chayev chatos. You chayev chatos, same reason, it's kotzer. Ameymar sharei zilcha b'mechuza. Ameymar was sprinkling his ground in mechuza. Amr, tanay amr banan dilma asul ashri gumos. The reason why you're not allowed to do it is because you have a dirt floor, and by sprinkling, you're going to cause the floor to settle. That's a problem. Hachal, that's a gumos. We don't have those kinds of floors over here in Mechuza. So the whole scenario doesn't apply. It's not a problem. He was very, very short of breath. It was very dirty in his house. The dirt was making him not breathe well. A different Amora was not feeling well. You want to do this on Shabbos? You know what you do? Maybe Areva Malay Mayim. Brochas Panav Bizavizeh. Go wash your face in that corner of the room. Yodav Bizavizeh. Your hands in that corner of the room. Raglav Bizavizeh. Your feet in that corner of the room. Nimta Bayez Mirabit Melev. It happens by itself. Right? Right? Happens by itself. And we must have, you have to say over here that it's not a psik ratio. Happens by itself. I didn't think to do that. Good advice. I didn't think of that. Tana, Isha Chachma. Tana, Isha Chachma, Rabetas, Beis HaBeShabbos. A smart woman will do that on Shabbos. She'll get the whole house clean by washing in different corners of the room. V'idna, the Sfiril on Krib Shimon. Sorry, I feel the Chachila. But now that we hold on Krib Shimon, but the whole thing is not even an issue. And even the Chachila, you could do it. I guess there's no dirt floors, or it's not going to be an issue. It's not a problem.
It's not Maris Ayin?
Maris Ayin? I don't know. I don't know what the Gedarim of Maris Ayin are.
Who bathes what does Maris in the Ayin living mean? Room?
What?
Who washes their feet and hands in the living room?
I don't know. Back then, maybe they did. I don't know. You know, when people always tell you about the good old days? They weren't good. They weren't good, right? I have a book here. It's a history of 15 years of world history, from 1815 to 1830. And it's 1,000 pages. And he picks those 15 years because those are he says the most significant 15 years in history. Fine, very good. And he talks in there how in the streets of London and in the streets of Paris, you couldn't walk down the street. The stench of the animals went to the bathroom was so strong, you couldn't walk down the street. It was so foul. We have no concept of what that is. There's no concept. A different world. Okay. Hatolesh me'atiz nakiv. If you pluck a leaf or a berry from an otzit nakuf, that means it has a hole in it, which means it's being nourished from the ground. So when you pluck the berry, it's as if you're plucking it from the ground. Chayiv, yechayiv. V'she'ena nakuv, and if it's not, it doesn't have a hole in it, so it's not attached to the ground. Potter, you potter. Why you potter? Because it's not attached to the ground. Why is asim midrabanan? Potter means potter avlasser. What's the isser? What's the isser? Right? I'm not 100% sure why it's asim midrabanan. If somebody brings grapes to your table on Shabbos, you let them pull them off the stem?
Yes, of course.
I think you are. What's the difference between that and this? I don't know. I'm just thinking about that question right now. I'm not sure. Anyway, Reb Shimon Poter b'zeh u'b'zeh.
It's because it's already off the tree. It's on a table it's not attached to the ground anymore.
I understand. Why is it usher? Why is it usher?
That's what I'm asking. Why would it be usher?
That's the question. I don't know. Let's go look into that. Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Poter b'zeh u'b'zeh. He says it's both potter. Why is it both potter? Alma, clearly, nakav liv of Shimon, kishayin a nakav nashmila. Reb Shimon makes no distinction whether a flower pot has a hole in it or not. Doesn't care. It makes no distinction. Viraminu, 1 second. We have a brisa that says, Reb Shimon Omer, ein bein nekev l'sheino nekev, el lahakshir zroim bilvan. The only difference between a flower pot that is attacked, a flower pot that has a hole in it, and a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, the only distinction is whether or not the seeds can become machshir to be mekabel tumah. And we have a rule that in order for something to be mekabel tumah, it has to have gotten wet. Right? If it didn't get wet, oh, talk about food. In order for food to become tumah, it had to have gotten wet. When did it have to get wet? When it was detached. Everything gets wet when it's attached. It rains. We're talking about it's detached. When it's detached, it has to have gotten wet. Says Reb Shimon, if you have a flower pot with a hole in it, and it got wet, that doesn't count. It's attached. If the flower pot doesn't have a hole in it, then it's already considered detached. Okay? And once it's detached, now it can be ready, and it got wet, now it can be ready to be mekabel tumah. Right? However, so what do you see from here? Right? He does make a distinction between different kinds of flower pots. Of course he does. In the Mishnah, he didn't. But in Kalim, when it comes to Tumah, he makes a distinction. So why is there a distinction by Tumah and no distinction by Shabbos? Why? The Gemara answers, Amalei, l'chol mili Reb Shimon ketolosh mashvilei. Regarding everything, Reb Shimon says, even a flower pot with a hole in it is considered detached. It's considered detached. Everywhere in Shas, he holds that a flower pot, even with a hole in it, is considered detached. Where else does this come up? It comes up by kinyonim. I'll buy all the flower pots in your house. What did I mean to buy? Everything. Well, if it's detached, if it's attached to the ground, it's not really. No. Tesef Shimon, it's considered detached. Regarding Prusval, you have to have karka in order to write a Prusval. If you all thing you own is a flower pot with a hole in it, that's not considered karka. Why not? It's not considered attached to the ground. There's one exception. The one exception is tumah. Why is that an exception? Shiny linian tumah. Tumah is different. Why is it different? Ta Torah ribsa tahira etzel zroim. Because the Torah said so. Shinamar, because it says, I'll call Zera Zerua Asher Lo Yizareya, Asher Yizareya. Right? The prophet says that by seed is different. Says of Shimon, okay, when it comes to Tumah, I make a distinction between holes and not holes in flower pots. But regarding every other flower pot issue, I hold, and if it has a hole in it, it's as if it doesn't have a hole in it. Fine. But may husame may Reb Zera. Shoresh kineged nekev ma'i amal of Reb Shimon. But what would Reb Shimon say? I'm not 100% sure of this case. What would Reb Shimon say if the hole was right, the hole was right by the roots? Would even Reb Shimon agree now? Would even Reb Shimon agree now that it's still considered detached? Mamish, the roots, you can see the roots coming out of the hole. It's mamish getting nourishment from the ground. Even there, Reb Shimon holds it's considered detached? Ishtik, b'lom alei b'lom idi. He didn't have an answer. Zim nechada, one time, ashkeche diyaseh v'ka'amar, one time they were sitting around, said, umod Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon agrees that it's considered attached. She'em nikev b'chdei taharaso. If the hole got so big that now it's tahar, Reb Shimon would agree it's considered attached. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. Now, we have a rule that a keli can be mekabel tumah. What about a broken keli? Is it still considered a keli? Well, it depends how it's broken, right? Let's say you have a massive bowl, and you put oranges. And there's a hole the size of a nail, the size of a needle, a tiny little hole. So therefore, you're not going to use the bowl to carry out to hold oranges? Of course you will. That hole doesn't ruin the kli. Still considered a kli. What if the hole is so big that the oranges will fall right out? So obviously, it's not a kli anymore. Obviously, right? Says Reb Shimon, Mod Reb Shimon, She'im Nikev, if the hole got so big, Bechtei Taharaso, that the kli is now no longer Tomei, the hole's so big that the kli is no longer Tomei, then yeah, and it's a flower pot. The hole in the flower pot so big that the kli is no longer considered a kli, then Reb Shimon would agree now it's considered attached to the ground. So Amalei, he said back to him, Ashta, one second. Shorish kineged nekev, boy minach, I asked you what the halacha would be if there's a hole and the shorish is right by the hole. V'lo amarti li v'lo midi. You didn't answer me back. That you didn't have an answer for. Nikev, but if there's a hole, v'chdei taharaso, mibaya, that you want to tell me? Right? In other words, you should have had a bigger suffix on that than on that. Okay. Amar Abaya says, v'i itmar laha, Reb Zera, Hachyu de Itmar. Here's what he must have said. Mod Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon would agree, Shem Nikev Lamata Nerevius. No. The shear is not that it's so big that it loses its status as a kli. That's not the shear. The shear is that the hole was such a way, the hole was in such a part of the flower pot that you cannot fit a Revius into this flower pot. I'll use it for a cup. The problem is the hole's so big that I can't even put a Revius in there. All right? The hole's on the side or on the bottom. Those are the holes on the side. How big? What's the hole? Let's say the hole's on the top. I can fill up the cup all the way to the top. Fill it up too much, it'll start to spill out. Can I fill a Revius in there? Sure, yes. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a hole where it's so big, I can't even fit a Revius. That's such a hole, Reb Shimon would agree, that it's considered attached because the hole's so big. And now we're going to say a similar idea. Amar Rava, Chamesh Midos B'Kli Cheres. There are five levels of a Kli Cheres. Five levels of holes of a Kli Cheres. Nikev, let's say it got a little hole, Kemoti Mashka. It got a little tiny hole and the water's dripping out. Can you put anything into that hole? The answer is no, the hole's too small. To drip out, yes. But to drip in, no. The hole's got to be bigger to drip in, right? So to drip out, the hole is very small. The water is dripping out of the hole. If the hole is so small that it's dripping out of the hole, then nikav kamoti mashka tahar milatame gistera. It will no longer be a gistera. What's a gistera? A gistera is a piece of cheres. Let's say you have a tiny little hole. The way to say a gistera is like, think of an ashtray. You have a tiny little hole in your cup. He tells somebody, bring over the ashtray, a clean one, a clean piece of thing, and we'll use it as a coaster. So we won't lose whatever's dripping out of the water. Whatever's dripping out of the cup, we won't lose, like a coaster. And it'll fall to the coaster, and we'll scoop it back up and drink it. Okay? That's what a gistera is. What if the coaster has a hole in it? What if the coaster has a hole in it? The answer is, you're not going to bring another coaster for the first coaster. That's ridiculous. If the coaster has a hole in it, you throw it in the garbage. So if this kli is so, the hole is so small that water's dripping out, it no longer could be a gistera. It no longer can be used as a coaster. No longer used as an ashtray. Why? Because it itself has a hole. All the water's going to drip out of there. So therefore, it's tahar regarding gisteras. So if you want to use it for a gistera, you can't. Or it's tahar for a gistera. It's tahar. That's hole number one. But the hole's so small that if I want to put in paraduma water, I certainly can. What if the hole's so big that water will go into the hole? It's already a different chair. It's bigger. So it's big enough to be mekadesh mechatos. In other words, paraduma water can no longer go in there. But I can still put seeds in there. Seeds are not going to fall out. Number three, nigev kishorish cotton. If the hole got so big, like a little bit of a root, tarbel hachshavos vayim. You can no longer put seeds in there. However, I can put olives in there. They're not going to fall out. Nigev kimotzi zaysim. If I have a hole big enough to put in olives, tarbel hachshavos zaysim. It's big enough to put in olives. So therefore, I'm sorry, the hole's big enough that even olives will fall out. So therefore, the kli is tahar regarding olives. But it's still a kli for pomegranates. Pomegranates are big. Nigev kimotzi rimonim. If it's so big that then the pomegranates won't even stay in there, tar milakulam. It's completely tar. I can put in watermelons. The Gemara doesn't say that. It's already, the hole's too big. No one's using a kli like that. No one uses a kli with a massive hole, pomegranates fall right out. No one uses a kli like that. V'imhukaf tzamid pasul, and if it's a sealed container, ad yifchas rubo, robe of the kli has to be broken. Okay? We'll do one more minute. Amar Vasi, shamati, I heard, kli cheres, shiuro kimoti rimon. The shiur of a kli cheres is a rimon. Amalei Rava, that's only true if it can seal, if it has a sealed cover. But didn't Rava just say that the shear is rove? Lokasha, Tanakasha, Habaravavi, Habizputri. It depends. If it's a very, very large kli, you know, you go to a wedding, you have this massive flower, this massive vase, and they fill it up with, you know, flowers or fruits, a massive vase. There, the vase can be 10 feet tall. So there, if it has a hole in it, even if it has a pomegranate, it's still a kli. Why? It's a massive thing. Put other things in there. Therefore, the shear is going to be rove. Habizutri. But if the shear is a small kli, it's a regular kli you're using your dining room table. Once the hole is so big that a pomegranate falls out, you throw it in the garbage because it's broken. And that's the difference. And we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.